Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
And good evening, Laguna Beach, and welcome to the Dr. Kim Sage Show. I'm your host, Kim Sage. I'm a clinical psychologist, and this show airs live every Monday evening at 8 p.m. on KX93.5, your local independent radio. Tonight, we are going to be talking about 11 signs your partner is cheating. I see it all the time on social media. I see these conversations. And I'm going to share with you some stats on infidelity and cheating and just go through, you know, the big ones, the big signs that there's a chance that your partner may be engaging in extramarital, extra-relational, extra-outside-the-relationship relationships. So before we do that, I'm going to play a quick song, but I'll be right back and we're going to talk all about 11 signs your partner is cheating on you. We'll be right back.
Watch your sister, watch your brother, watch your children while they kill each other with a gun they bought at Walmart discount. Robbers.
back to the Dr. Kim Sage Show. The music was not going down there as I was hoping. Welcome back. And this show airs live every Monday evening at 8 p.m. And we talk about topics related to psychology and therapy. And really that my focus is on helping people heal their stories and love themselves more and really live their best lives. And so tonight on the show, which, by the way, you can listen to live in your car or wherever you have a radio. You can listen online and live stream the show, or you can listen to the podcast the next day. If you're listening online, just go to kx935.com. All right, so tonight we are talking about 11 signs your partner is cheating on you. And so I'm just going to go through them and share some information. First of all, what percentage of marriages have affairs, do you think? Well, according to the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy, their national surveys, this is from, I think, 2018, they indicate that 15% of married women and 25% of married men have had extramarital affairs. Now, that's just talking about super intimacy, but if you add emotional and other components of relationships together, the incidence can go as high as 20% higher, even if we're not talking about full intimacy. So that's up to as high as 45% for men and 35% for women. That's a pretty high number. And when we look at the stats for divorce and breakups over infidelity, it's pretty high as well. So according to the Institute for Family Studies, this is also 2018, among ever married adults who have cheated on their spouses before, 40% are now currently divorced or separated. So infidelity, at least in the U.S., has a huge impact on monogamous or I guess, relationships and marriage. In other cultures, they do it a little differently. And so I don't have the stats for other cultures where affairs and infidelity are more accepted. It's more of a, we're going to take this decision for the family as opposed to a personal decision for happiness. So that's actually interesting, and I'm going to talk more about that later. But by comparison, only 17% of adults who were faithful to their spouses are no longer married. So there's a big chunk there. On the flip side, only about half of cheaters, quote unquote, are currently married, compared with 76% of those who have not or did not cheat. Men who cheated are more likely than their female peers to be married. Among men who have cheated on their spouse before, 61% are currently married, while 34% are divorced or separated. However, only 44% of women who have cheated before are currently married, while 47% are divorced or separated. So there's a big difference between who cheats and how it plays out. This gender difference could reflect the fact that men are more likely to be remarried than women after a divorce. And a portion of currently married cheaters may be also remarried. And since they can't really tell from the data whether or not the person who cheated is still married to the spouse they cheated on. So those are just some stats. I know the numbers are a little bit like, wait, what are you talking about? But the bottom line is cheating happens fairly often. And it doesn't necessarily bode well for relationships. But it doesn't have to be the end of your relationship. And we're really changing the way we're thinking about infidelity and treating it in therapy. And I'm going to get to that at the end of the show and share an amazing resource if infidelity has touched your life in some way, especially if you'd like for it not to be the end of your relationship. Okay, so now to some of the nitty-gritty. So how do you know if your partner is cheating? Now, let's just say if this question has already occurred to you or you already suspect it, unless you're some person who tends to be over the top and reactive, you know, it might be something you want to pay attention to. A lot of the research and articles talk about listening to your gut. And I really believe in this. I'm a huge believer in intuition. But as I said before, there's a qualifier. If you're a person who always thinks people are unfaithful or cheating or jealous, you know, that might be different. That's a different issue. But it could also be true. Maybe you're attracting people who cheat on you. So I don't know. Maybe you're a cheater. We'll talk about that too. Of course, I'm going to go through these signs. And there is by no means, do these signs mean your partner is cheating? But they do mean if you go through this list with me, and a lot of them feel like, oh my gosh, that feels true, something's going on in the relationship that is worth looking at. So, you know, just keep that in your mind that certainly people who may be cheating may not show most of these signs. So there's no guarantee. But at the end of the day, listen to your gut, pay attention to the signs, and be willing to check it out if it's something you want to know about. If you just want to look the other way, that's your choice too. No judgment there. Okay, so let's see. You might want to gather some evidence before you confront your significant other about these ideas or possibilities. But let's just go through what we consider are common signs of infidelity that may include the fact that someone is cheating on you. Okay? So number one, this one is what we call an improved appearance. So out of the blue or seemingly out of nowhere, your significant other is exercising, eating healthier, and trying to appear more attractive. They're just really focused on their appearance. Now, of course, that in and of itself is not a sign. Maybe they've just decided to take better care of themselves. But remember, these are in conjunction with other signs, okay? So improved appearance. Suddenly, your loved one is checking themselves out more, taking more selfies, going to the gym, changing their hair, highlighting their hair, cutting their hair, doing a lot of work on themselves, okay? This is true for, like I said, new haircuts, new clothes, new underwear, new lingerie, anything like that, okay? And maybe they're trying to just dress up more all of a sudden whenever you go to social events or places where there are a gathering of people that you've maybe noticed someone smiling at your spouse or being more engaged or flirty, and you start to witness that. Just, you know, keep that on your radar. Okay, the second one is a huge one. And I think this is probably in my practice as a psychologist, what I know that is really the most obvious and one that is generally true is that secretive phone calls or computer use or secret social media accounts or emails, secret emails. This is a huge one. And it is not that hard to find out if your spouse is doing that, given the fact that we have the cloud and we have, you know, text messages and data. It's not that difficult. I mean, obviously, if you're with an engineer type computer tech cheater, male or female, or someone who's just super tricky, it might be a little harder. Maybe they can cover their tracks. But what I found in my practice with most people is eventually, you know, a phone message pops up and the other person spots it and says, that's a weird picture or name or something like that. So weird names in the contact list, this is a big one. I've seen people name their lovers with some like business name, you know, like Ralph's grocery store, something random, or Nordstrom. I mean, you never know. Now, that in of itself, I'm going to keep saying it, does not mean your spouse or partner is cheating. But these are, as I said, they're in conjunction, right? So if you're seeing coded or secretive messages, if you noticed missed calls coming in from an unknown number on your partner's phone, cheaters tend to use their phones and computers more frequently than they did in the past, and they tend to guard them as if their lives depend on it. And they will have the greatest excuses for why you cannot see their phone. Now, this is an issue that a lot of couples have to decide on their own. Many couples who have, especially if they've experienced an infidelity, will often institute a transparency policy around electronic media. Meaning that at any given time, at any given moment, if you've had an affair, I have, and we're trying to work it out, if I ask to see your phone, you must give it to me right now. Now, you can debate, you know, privacy and all that, and I think there's an argument for trust and all those types of things, but let's be honest, social media has opened the door to affairs like never before, especially Facebook. I can't tell you how many people have reconnected with someone they went to high school or college with or an old flame on social media. This is what it is, people. So obviously, that's a big one. If your partner's phone and laptop never required a password before, and now they suddenly do, that's kind of a weird sign. Now, you know, like I said, it's debatable, but that's just one little piece there. If you notice that your partner is suddenly deleting texts and clearing their browser history on a daily basis or pretty often, that's not a good sign. I wish I had known about browser history long before I did, because it's something I would have shared with people, because I think that eventually most people reveal things in their browser history. And I think all of us have seen things pop up we wished we hadn't seen. But I mean, now I think it's a really common thing. But I would say many, many years ago, it was a thing. But those of us who weren't so tech savvy didn't know about it. So that's a big one. If your partner never relinquishes possession of their phone, even like taking it to the bathroom when they take a shower, that's not a good sign, you guys. Just not a good sign, you guys. Like, why do you need your phone in the shower? So that's a big one. Obviously, if you ask to see their phone and they refuse, as I said, they might have 5,000 great reasons. But at the end of the day, it just shouldn't be an issue. It just, whether it's a tit for tat or I didn't, you get to see mine, whatever it is, if you want to have full trust, I do think that, especially if you have a history, that's something to talk about, at least to explore in your relationship. This is not my personal opinion one way or the other, because I think it differs for every couple. But I do think that electronic media transparency and passwords and all that, given the fact this is the world we live in, it's at least worth a conversation and at least establish some rules that you both agree upon. Okay, number three, if you're just tuning in to the Dr. Kim Sage Show, we are talking about 11 signs that your partner may be cheating on you. And we've just talked about the first two, and we're going into number three, which is that there are periods of time where now, for some reason, you can't reach your significant other. You know, they're telling you, oh, I hit a dead zone. Oh, my phone died. I was in a meeting. I was driving. I mean, they have great reasons. But yes, these things do happen. Our phone batteries do die. We do have to be in meetings. And we do hit dead zones. But this is like a pattern, right? So what we're talking about is all of a sudden, now you can't reach them. That's odd. Weird. Or now they're working late. Or now they're taking a bunch of business trips and working late. I mean, okay, that can also just start up out of nowhere and have nothing to do with infidelity, but maybe it does. All right, so those are not great signs. You suddenly can't reach your partner. Number four in the 11 signs your partner is cheating on you is that now your intimate life, since we're on the radio, I'm not sure who's listening, but your intimate life, quote unquote, has changed. And I got news for you people, it can be for the better. It doesn't always mean that you're not having a intimate time together, but now things are different, or something's changed, or there are some new things occurring in that experience that never did before. And hey, maybe your partner is just becoming more curious and adventurous and introducing new things, and that's never a bad thing as long as you're both okay with them. But this is sort of out of nowhere, right? There's not conversation about it, or it just something feels weird about it. That's a sign. You may also notice during this time that you're just feeling less connected during those times with your partner, that something seems to be in between you, literally and metaphorically, actually, and you're not sure what it is. But, you know, I wouldn't say that not being intimate is a sign, because actually some people will actually amp up the attention and attraction to the partner, seemingly, to cover up the affair, okay? And so as much as you might be enjoying that, and maybe you're okay with it, it's something to look at. Obviously, if you find unexplained items like birth control items in your car, in your home, that you had previously never used before, that's a huge sign. Whatever you do, please don't come in here and tell me that you have a good excuse for that one, because that one's rarely not true. All right. So you're suddenly finding things that just reveal these little weird details around intimacy that never existed before. Something has changed one way or another, and it's out of nowhere, and it is in conjunction with other signs, right? This in and of itself, you know, that would be crazy to think that that in and of itself is a sign of cheating. That could just be a reinvigoration of the relationship or a new commitment. But remember, as I keep saying, these are all together. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and come right back. You're listening to the Dr. Kim Sage Show. The show airs Monday evenings at 8 p.m. on our local independent radio, KX 93.5 FM. And we are going to come back and talk more about signs your partner may be cheating on you. So we will be right back. Welcome back to the Dr. Kim Sage Show. I'm your host, Kim Sage. And this show airs live every Monday evening at 8 p.m. All right, so if you're just tuning in, we are talking all about infidelity and 11 signs that your partner may be cheating on you. Okay, so we're up to number 5, right? So number 5, your partner is hostile toward you and your relationship. Or they're more defensive, more irritable, and you're like, what's going on? This sort of came out of nowhere. Now look, every relationship has issues and has times where you might be more irritated with each other, or maybe you're just struggling and it appears to be hostility. So as I'm going to keep saying, these are all in conjunction with other signs. But what tends to happen is that people who are cheating tend to try to rationalize their behavior in their minds. And so one way they do that is really by putting the blame on you. And so what they're really trying to do is justify to themselves, you know what? She doesn't or he doesn't look the same anymore as they did when I married them. They're not really into being adventurous or trying new things in the intimate department. Or they don't seem like they care about me. They don't appreciate me and how wonderful I am. You know what? It's just, it's harmless. It's not that big of a deal. Or you did it, you know, when we were dating. And so, you know what? It's my turn. Some kind of little way or big way to justify what they're doing. And oftentimes, this kind of leaks out. There's like this ickiness around it and judgment and anger. And it can kind of get projected on you. And so that doesn't feel very good. So if it suddenly feels like nothing you do is right, or that things that your partner used to be okay with are now a big issue, or if you just feel like you're being pushed away, you know, in combination with other things, that can be a sign. Okay. All right. Number six, as we're talking about the 11 signs your partner may be cheating on you, is this is a big one, you guys. Are you ready? Dun, dun, dun. Changes in grooming habits. All right. So if your partner is suddenly out of nowhere coming home from being out and they are going straight to the shower, that's a huge sign. It can be a sign of other things like substance use or smoking or something else. But I would say that they're washing their clothes when they get home. They are taking showers. And hey, if you have a partner who like, you know, nothing's better than someone who smells good and takes good care of themselves personally, I think, and has good hygiene, but this is another level, right? And so they're suddenly just looking at their body in a different way, and maybe they're taking care of it in a different way. They're trying new things out with their body that you hadn't really noticed before. This can include a lot of things, but they're also maybe just trying to quickly cover up evidence of doing something they maybe didn't tell you they were doing. So that's a big one. Our next one is number seven, an altered schedule. So when we're talking about infidelity, we have to find ways to make the cheating work, right? So what do? I mean, we go on business trips. We maybe miss family events suddenly or holidays. We might work excessively over time. And this is kind of out of the ordinary. We might be leaving early or then getting home late. And I will say this, that many people cheat without ever going on a business trip. Many people cheat with a neighbor, with a coworker, during the middle of the day, you know, in places that you would be shocked to find out about. And so whether it's bathrooms or garages or stores or someone's apartment or hotels, cars, people will find a way to do these things. So I don't want to plant a seed that just because your partner travels for business, that they are cheating on you. Clearly, you have to have some level of trust, knowing that when your partner is leaving town, that's an easier way to cheat. But it certainly does not mean that people who go on business trips cheat, right? There are many, 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 many people who do not. I would say more not than do. But we're just talking about the signs and we're looking at them sort of in groupings, right? So that's one. So, you know, if your partner who's never, ever worked late out of nowhere, suddenly they're working late and there's not really a new project or anything. And it happens more and more and you start catching them in lies or they said they were going to be home and they weren't, or your phone doesn't match up to where you thought they were. People have that 360 app, that Life 360 app. I don't have that, but I know lots of people do. So, you know, even with that, people can leave their phones somewhere and stash them, which is what teenagers do. People, they do. Your kids, when you have on this app, they stash their phones in bushes and other places so that you will think that's where they are. So let me just tell you right now, as a mother to four teenagers, I don't use that app, but I know that teenagers are capable of lots of things, even, you know, in a good way too. But I also work with a lot more than I actually have, clearly. And I think we can debate why they're doing that and the amount of invasion and lack of privacy. And I understand why. But let me just say, if anybody is determined to fool you with their phone, they can and will do it. So that's a big one. If you notice your spouse is away on a trip and traveling, they're suddenly having weekend getaways with their girlfriends or guys' trips, but things don't match up. That's a big one. If they suddenly start having a lot of flat tires, quote unquote, dead batteries, things like being stuck in traffic, the gym was really crowded, anything like that, all together, those might be signs your partner is cheating on you. And also, if they suddenly forget about important events like picking up your kids or birthdays or anniversaries, you know, no matter what's going on, that's not good. Something's going on. And so you might want to check that one out. All right. The next one is that oftentimes their friends might seem uncomfortable around you. And you're kind of like, what's going on with that? People just seem to be acting differently. I'm not really sure what's going on around me. And so either friends are acting different and maybe they feel like awkward. They don't really want to say anything to you. Oftentimes the person who's being cheated on is the last person to know. And oftentimes they, you know, we shoot the messenger. And so I've seen a lot of people that say, you know, I know so-and-so is cheating, but if I tell my friend, they're not going to believe me and they're going to hold it against me. And I hate to tell you this, but it happens a lot. And so you might notice just some weird behaviors. And that can be one of the signs. And the other one, as I said, is just that maybe the friends are just suddenly not hanging around with you, or they have excuses for not being with you. And so that might be one. The next one is another big obvious one when you look back on it, and it's not that hard to find out, but it is unexplained expenses. And so these are, your spouse or partner is suddenly buying gifts, but gifts that aren't for you, or there's unexplained spending. They might have hidden credit card bills or hidden statements. They might get the mail before you every day so that you don't have access to the mail, and so they can pull things out like credit card statements. They might take out large amounts or little amounts of cash that are out of the ordinary. There's sort of like this change in the way money is being spent. And so if there are charges on your card or changes in your partner's bank accounts, retirement accounts, investment accounts, that can be a sign of infidelity or cheating. And listen, infidelity costs a lot of money for most people, especially probably around here. But there's gifts and trips and wines and dinners and hotel rooms, and that can very quickly add up. And so you might look out for those signs that something is going on financially, and I'm not really sure what it is, but it is definitely out of the ordinary and out of what we've been talking about as a typical situation. All right, and so I think we'll take another quick break, and then we'll come back and finish talking about the 11 signs your partner is cheating on you. You are listening to the Dr. Kim Sage Show on KX 93.5, and we will be right back.
Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
You did have to
And welcome back to the Dr. Kim Sage Show. I'm your host, Kim Sage. I'm a clinical psychologist in Newport Beach, but I live here in Laguna, my favorite place in the world. And this show really just is a show meant to explore our lives and mental health. And really my thing is teaching people how to heal their lives and their stories and how to love themselves more. And so I work with adults and children, and it is truly an amazing, incredible blessing for me to do what I do. So this show is just a little way to share my passion with you guys. I know that therapy can be expensive, and I'm still finding my way with this show this year, but I'm glad you're tuning in. Okay, so we are just finishing up our round of 11 signs your partner may be cheating on you, and we are to number 10. So I'm going to go back if I have time and just quickly review all of them in a minute, but let me just wind up through the last couple of ones. All right, so number 10, emotional intimacy and connection between you and your partner have faded or changed in some way, okay? And so, you know, it's normal that, of course, we get past the honeymoon period and all that hot stage of the relationship and things change and our connection changes. But technically, it should be deepening our human emotional connection. And it's not going to be perfect, and we're going to go through peaks and valleys of connection. But generally speaking, we're bonding and attaching, and we're trusting each other more with our lives and our secrets and our stories and maybe our children, our family. And we're really building really this emotional well of intimacy. And that's kind of what keeps us, you know, from cheating sometimes, is knowing that we love the other person, and assuming we're not a narcissist, that we're able to see them for who they are, and we know that might hurt them. And so we're attached and bonded. And yes, sometimes you drive me crazy and I cannot stand the sound of your breathing, but I still love you. I don't want to hurt you. And so something is changing in infidelity, right? Something is shifting to where that bond has changed. And maybe because the bond has changed, that goes back to what I was saying earlier, is the person who's cheating often finds ways to justify, you know, well, you're not being close to me. You're not reaching out to me. You're different. And certainly that can push people away. And so there's a lot of reasons why people cheat. And I'm not coming from a place tonight of like all cheaters are bad and all cheating is bad, because I actually believe, the more I understand affairs, that there, it's a very complicated situation. I mean, fundamentally, you know, you can say it's a black or white, you know, trust versus no trust. And I understand that too. But I do want to just offer that there's a lot of reasons why people cheat. And so tonight we're just talking about helping people understand if it's happening. And then what you do with that is a whole different conversation, right? So, but the bottom line is that something has changed and you're not sure what it is, but it's not coming back. It's not bouncing back. If you try to talk about it with your partner, they might deny it and say, I don't know what you're talking about. I feel as close to you as ever. Something is just off in the connection department, and it tends to stay that way. As I said, they may be more attentive to you, but that's different, right? Just paying attention or having more intimacy is different than deep connection. Okay, the last one is that when you ask your partner if they're cheating on you, they deflect or avoid or deny, or they regularly accuse you of cheating. This is another one. So like, you know, they're always asking you, checking on your location, or they're like tracking you, which FYI, they're tracking you so they can know what to do with themselves when you're not around. This is a big one though. I rarely have seen people, when they're first asked if they're cheating, admit it. It usually takes several times. It's often like, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Or maybe a person comes to you and says it just and fesses up, and that does happen too. But I will say that when you ask, you know, your gut is ticking and all these signs are going, and in your gut you feel it, but they're saying no. And so, you know, that is another place where you might want to just explore further. Now, you know, the truth is that these 11 signs that are often signs of cheating may not be that your partner is cheating. I don't know what's going on, but I can definitely tell you that if you listen to the show tonight and you're saying yes, 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 yes to a lot of these, and your partner isn't cheating, then something else is wrong in the relationship. Something else is wrong with your partner. Maybe it's their mental health. Maybe there's something going on that you're not aware of. But, you know, if you look at these signs in a certain way, they do tend to be indicators. So let me just go back through really quickly. If you're just tuning into the Dr. Kim Sage Show tonight, we're talking about the 11 signs your partner may be cheating on you. And here they are, okay? Really quickly. Number one is, improved appearance. So something's changing. Number two is secretive phone or computer use or secret social media or email accounts, coded text messages, missed calls from unknown numbers, passwords suddenly appearing, browser history being deleted. Number three, you can't reach your partner and it's like all of a sudden they're just hard to reach, dead zones, batteries dying, they're in a meeting, something's going on. Number four, your intimacy has changed. It could be more, it could be less, it could be different, but something's definitely changed. Number five, your partner is acting hostile towards you in your relationship, or they're more defensive or irritable. They're trying to maybe justify what they're doing. Number six is changes in grooming habits, right? So this is taking showers after coming home, doing something differently in the grooming department very often. Altering their schedule, they're missing things, events, they're on holidays, trips, excessive time at work, business trips, they never used to do that, flat tires, dead batteries, traffic jams, there's always an excuse. Number seven, friends seem uncomfortable around you, your friends are acting weird or their friends are acting weird, or you're noticing, you know, things going on in your friendship circle, maybe you're having an affair with someone in your friendship circle. Number nine, unexplained expenses. Expensive gifts, spending, unexplained spending, hidden credit card bills, removing cash, either in large amounts or, you know, frequent removal of small amounts out of the ordinary, changes in your retirement accounts, bank accounts, investment accounts, that kind of stuff. Number 10, the emotional intimacy and connection you have changed or faded, and it's sort of in conjunction with other things. You're not just going through a down period. Something feels off or different in terms of your connection. And number 11, when you ask about these things, they deflect or avoid or deny or accuse you of cheating, okay? Or they're tracking you. Now, as I said, none of these signs by themselves should be signs of cheating, although maybe there are some things that might be pretty obvious. But, you know, we're talking about sort of these things in combination with each other. And, you know, it could be something else. And so regardless of what's going on, trust your gut, but also gather evidence. If you're a person who's highly suspicious, you think everyone's cheating on you, that's a different issue. Though, as I said at the top of the show, maybe you do attract partners who don't stay faithful. The stats are decently high on infidelity, and so it does happen, but it doesn't happen to everyone. And, you know, relationships, especially long-term monogamous ones, are hard. And we go through periods where it's just, we're not close, we're not connecting. And that does not mean a person is cheating on you or that you're cheating on your partner. And the good news is that it doesn't always mean that people have to split up as a result of infidelity. I highly recommend Esther Perel's book, Rethinking Infidelity, The State of Affairs, and another book she has called Mating in Captivity. On my website at the drkimsage.com, on my resources page, I have a ton of great books and apps for things like well-being and mindfulness and self-improvement and your childhood and all kinds of things and parenting. And so I have her listed on there. So if you want to just go there, you can find it or just Google Esther Perel, P-E-R-E-L. She's amazing. And she has some great TED Talks and South by Southwest talks on relationships and infidelity. I will say that we do look at infidelity differently in the U.S. than other cultures, and I think that has a big impact on how we deal with it and how it affects our divorce rates. And so Esther talks about that in the research and the work that she does. She has a great podcast called Where Should We Begin? I'm not sure if she's still running it, but it's really good. It's basically conversations with real couples in therapy for an hour or two who have had infidelity. It's amazing. So maybe I'm nerding out here as a therapist, but I think that you'd find it fascinating. I think people often wonder what does happen in therapy. And let me tell you, couples therapy is a whole different game. It's just, it's a different animal. And so if you do need therapy, if you do need help, if you have heard tonight and you do think your partner's cheating on you, you know, take a minute, take some breaths, try to focus on what you want to do. Maybe get some advice and some counsel through friends, wise friends, or see a therapist. If you want to heal your marriage or your relationship or your partnership, you certainly can. Many, many people do. You know, it's difficult, but it's definitely possible. And if that doesn't feel right for you, and that's a non-negotiable, thank you for my words, and you have to leave, then you have to leave. I think you have to also know what you're capable of. You know, are you capable of forgiving somebody and trusting again? And I think that not everyone is capable of that, to be honest. I think that there are many people who grow up in very broken, untrusted sort of childhoods. And for them, they try as they might, they just can't do it. You know, you see it a lot on TV reality shows, couples have infidelity and they're working on the marriage. And I often sit and watch that and I think, okay, well, that's not going to last, because I just know when, as I watch their personalities, the brokenness and the pain, and it's just too much for some people. But some couples actually emerge stronger and healthier and more bonded. And so it really is all over the board. But don't just sit there alone if you're struggling with this issue, or if you've recently struggled with it. There's a lot of resources and books, and obviously reaching out to support groups and therapists. You don't have to go through it alone. So on that note, thank you for listening to the Dr. Kim Sage Show. I am, as always, so grateful to share just a little bit of time with you and to share my passion and resources in helping people change their lives. And as I said, helping them heal their stories and love themselves more. So I hope you'll take great care and have a beautiful evening. And I will look forward to seeing you next week.